Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. A Friday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz and Jason Duda are your co-hosts today. Max Power produces and engineers the show. Back in the studio at 869-1240. Welcome to Jason Duda.
That's me.
Yeah, thanks. You were mentioned prominently in yesterday's show when we interviewed Derek Laxdal from the Dallas Stars.
How's Laxie doing?
Oh, Laxie's good. He had a nickname. You hockey people.
What?
It's somewhat irritating. Laxie. What? How about Coach Laxdal? How about a little respect?
For Laxie?
Did you call him Laxie when you played?
Yeah. Everybody called him Laxie.
What? See, we don't
find
that
funny?
We don't do that in the
Brian match. Wells was Wellsy. It wasn't Coach. It was Wellsy.
Oh, boy. What'd you think?
Mark French was Frenchy.
Do they hire anybody that can't be something with a Y on the end? You can't. Duda-y.
Weingartner was whiny.
You're dudes. Whiny?
Yeah, it was whiny. That was his nickname.
I'd be Lutzy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I've been called that many times.
Well, see? So everyone else does it.
I guess.
It's not just us hockey players.
What did you think of Derek Laxdal as a head coach?
Yeah, very good. Very good head coach. How do you say it? Well, he was a bit of a control freak. But the way he handled it was pretty good.
So we got we have the Stars and the Lightning in the Stanley Cup Finals. Lightning might win that in four, right? Dallas has been...
Well, the problem is I didn't think Dallas would get to where they are right now.
Nobody did.
And, you know, they won their last one 4-1. They had a tough series before. So, as of right now, I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, Tampa's playing good, and that's even without Steven Stamkos, who's one of the best players in the league, hasn't played this whole time. It'd be curious to see what ends up happening with everything here. But in all honesty, I'm pulling for Dallas because Laxie's there.
Go, Laxie.
Attaboy, Laxie. Laxie, what are we doing here?
Meanwhile, in the NBA, how about those Miami Heat? Up 2-0 now on the Boston Celtics. I've watched a ton of these playoffs because there's not a whole lot else.
True.
But I always watch the NBA playoffs if I can. And I'm starting to really like the Miami Heat. I mean, really like them.
Like really, really like them?
They are a gutty bunch of folks.
Well, and let's be honest, of the teams remaining, they're kind of the black horse or the dark horse.
And Denver.
Well, Denver a little bit, but I would have gave Denver a better chance than probably Miami going into this. So you always want to cheer for the underdog in some situations. And if you watched them and you like them, and you're not high on the Lakers, per se, or you're not high on Boston, which I wasn't.
I like Boston.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've never been a Celtics fan.
I like
them. At all. I'm not a huge NBA guy, but never been a Boston guy.
You weren't a Celtics fan? Well, how old would you have been in the mid-80s?
10.
Young. You didn't fall in love with Larry Bird?
No. Well, it wasn't big back home. Remember, you got to remember, there was only like three stations at that time as well. So it doesn't cover a lot of the
NBA. How many basketball hoops did you have in the city of Sexsmith? Probably one or two?
Well, we had the gymnasium, and then we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six. You can count them.
Yeah, because they were all in the same spot.
At the gym?
No,
they were at a park.
At a park.
Did anybody ever play basketball?
Yeah, I was out there lots.
So the game existed, just wasn't widely followed at that time back in your play.
That is very, very true. So I never followed it a ton at all until I got down here. And then, obviously, it's on all the time. People are always talking about it, so you kind of pay a little bit more attention.
Your dad a basketball fan?
Not overly. If the Raptors are playing, he is. If not, then no. No, he's not.
Lakers tonight, game one against Denver. TNT, I'm looking forward to it. I'm pulling for the Lakers. I'm sorry. I like LeBron. You're either either you love LeBron or you can't stand him. There's very little middle ground, although I'm sure you'll have middle ground.
No, I'm on the other side.
You can't stand him.
It's not that I can't stand him. I'm just not a fan.
Shame on you.
He's exceptional. And I'd put him in the top five players of all time right now and wouldn't bat an eye or think about any different. But I am not a LeBron fan. That is it. It's not that I don't think he's a good player or doesn't deserve the credit that he's got. I'm just not a LeBron fan.
Can you explain why?
I can explain why. I guess a little bit of it is, you know, when he goes to Miami and he brings him in and he basically puts his team together and then things kind of fizzle and then other teams start to do it and Golden State does it and then, you know, he's kind of wishy-washy about, you know, this big team and they got all the play. Well, you started the whole thing. Like,
you blame him for the super team.
I do. That's probably it. I do blame him for the super team era because he's the one that started this whole thing, and then everybody else does it. And they all just call each other and say, okay, well, you're going to be a free agent in a year. We're going here. Let's go here. Let's do this. Let's do that. And that seems to be what's happening.
Can I point something out to
Absolutely.
You?
Go ahead, there's Bob, because you're going to anyway.
There's not a super team left in these playoffs. You can say the Lakers are because they have LeBron and Anthony Davis. But after that, it's a bunch of nondescript guys. Denver's certainly not a super team, although with Jokic and Murray and maybe Michael Porter at some point, they could have that. The Miami Heat, the farthest thing from a super team, they don't even have a superstar.
Perfect.
On their team.
That's one of the reasons why they're doing what they're doing probably, too.
And Boston's not a super team. They've got star power.
I didn't say anything about them being good or going to the area or there's a super team right now. I'm just saying that's probably part of the reason why I'm not a LeBron fan.
Well, I'm upset with you.
Well, that's fine. I'll get over it, and guess what?
You won't lose any sleep.
Very good, Bob, because that's the truth.
What? How? You know, that's become kind of your calling card. You never lose any sleep. Everything rolls off my back. I don't have a worry in the world. It's all wonderful.
What, with this stuff? Yeah. Like, we're talking about this and the basketball. Like,
so
whatever.
Typically, the average time between your head hitting the pillow and you falling asleep is what?
For me, actually, like, say, If I go and I'm watching something on my iPad or something, and then I put the iPad down.
Yeah, when you're
probably average maybe 30 seconds.
30, you've got an empty head. I don't mean that in a derogatory way.
Well, you kind of do, which is good because I get it. But yeah,
no, I don't mean it that.
No,
way.
Literally, once I go and I hit the pillow, I'm out. See ya.
What about your wife? Is she similar? Does she toss and turn a little bit before she?
No, I think she's a little similar. I don't think it's as fast, but she's kind of similar. But for myself, it's no.
Well, you got a clear conscience.
I'm done. Like, just it's time.
There's nothing weighing on you. There's no bad deeds of your past.
Well, there's nothing
keeping you up at night.
There's nothing you can do at that time right now on anything that you're needing to do the next day or in a week. There's absolutely nothing at 10 o'clock at night between 10 and 10:01 that you can do about it. So you might as well go to sleep. That's my thought.
So you don't, and I appreciate that, but you never fret about the mistake you may have made or what something coming.
Oh yeah, I fret about that stuff.
Something coming up the next day.
Fret about that, but I fret about it when I hear about it, which isn't usually when I'm going to bed.
So
then you know, and I'm mad for a little while, and then kind of just try to shrug it off. Figure it out when it's time to figure it out.
Well, you got it made.
I don't think I got it made, but that's kind
of
how I.
Some of us would say you got it made. I mean,
that's just how I do it. That's how I operate.
And that's enviable. There are some of us who weigh out the day when we go to bed. That's our time to kind of evaluate the day.
Evaluate the day.
How'd we do? What'd we mess up? Where'd we go?
The day's over.
Or
it's
we
done.
may look forward to the next day at that point.
Could be. But my theory is that day's over. It's gone. Whatever has happened.
You can't change it.
You can't go back and change it. You could go back and say, oh man, I should have did this, or maybe I should have did that. Yeah, you could have, but there's nothing you can do about it now. So wake up in the morning and tackle that one.
Well, I'm just so impressed that you're able to do that. Here's what's on tap, brought to you by Hatman Jacks down at 601 West Douglas in the Delano District. At 425, we'll talk with former KWCH sports anchor Danny Welniak. She is now the sports director at KCTV up in Kansas City. Chiefs on the road to play the Chargers coming up Sunday. I don't think that's going to be a game, but we'll get Danny's perspective. At 440, Joanna Chadwick will talk some high school football with us. We've got a couple of big ones tonight, Derby Bishop Carroll. Down from Carroll, and then we've got Cheney and Garden Plain, and I'm looking forward to that one. I want to get her thoughts on Cheney and Garden Plain, both undefeated. This one looks interesting to me. At 5:25, Wichita Open Tournament Director Roy Turner will be our guest, and at 5:40, we'll do our teacher segment with Trevor Foreman from Heston High School, where he teaches woodworking and robotics.
Robotics. Yeah, they never had
any. That's a thing now.
They never had any of that when I was going to school.
How'd you do in woodworking?
Well, there's a long story when it comes to in woodworking. I don't know if I should tell it over the air, though.
No.
So maybe we'll hash it out during the commercial break, and if you think it's suitable, I might tell the story in Jive Talk.
Yeah, let's.
But we're going to pass on it right now.
Let's put it off for now.
Plus, I think my kids are probably listening right now.
You don't want them
from school.
You don't want them to hear that.
Absolutely not.
My efforts in woodworking, we called it shop.
That's what we did too. We
are straight behind you. I think I showed you this one other time.
Yes, you've pointed that out.
The cedar little chest, which is missing one of its legs, unfortunately. But you got to remember that baby was built back in 1971. My sophomore year of high school. So we're looking at almost 50 years of that little cedar.
You made something and it's almost lasted
it's
this
held
long.
Up.
Except
held
it's,
up.
Except it only has three legs.
It's missing a leg.
So it's kind of held up.
But imagine how many times. What is that baby even doing with me right now?
I have no idea.
How many times have I moved since 1971?
It's got to have some sort of sentimental value deep down. That keeps you up at night thinking about why I kept moving that. What could it be?
I'll take a picture of it during the break and put it on Twitter. It's a wonderful looking piece of furniture.
It is.
It's small. But it's held many things during. At one time I put all my jewelry in that little cedar box,
yes.
Including some wonderful cufflinks that I used to own, tie clasps.
Oh. All the high-end stuff.
I talked to Jeff the other day about the bracelets and the necklaces that I wore back in the day.
Oh,
When I was blinging it up.
I need to see some of that.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe me.
And they had the hair flowing, too.
Oh, the hair was flowing.
Oh, I wish. I need a picture. I just got to see this.
It was a beautiful thing.
I can only imagine.
Oh man, yeah. I was out for my walk this morning, and I normally listen to podcasts and music. Some days it's podcasts, some days it's music. Today I put on classic hits from the 70s, and I want to tell you, when Play That Funky Music came on from Wild Cherry, I started literally dancing in the street. Jamming to that, it was a sight to behold. I thought to myself, you know, there's cameras everywhere now.
So it's got to be recorded somewhere.
I hope no one has it.
No, it's got to be recorded. Someone has to post that. They have to. I will get on social media if somebody has that.
Really?
And posts it. Absolutely.
You will create
an account and get on social media if somebody has that video of you this morning.
I was honestly dancing a little bit, but I was pumping my fists and raising. It was bizarre. That song struck me just the right way this morning.
Really?
Yeah, Max. When we go to break, play some of that music, because I cannot imagine a human being not being motivated to start dancing on Play That Funky Music from Wild Cherry.
You think everybody would start dancing?
You were just a, well, I don't even know if you were alive when that
song. I don't know. Might have been just a sparkle in the old man's eye at the time.
I got to figure out when that song came out. It was in the 70s. What year were you born?
75.
Oh, my God. So it was right there, 50-50 man.
50-50 chance here.
It was right there. Hold on. Do some talking.
Do some talking. I'm watching you trying to get on Google.
76 it came out.
Oh, I was one. I was probably dancing to it by then myself.
Oh, my goodness. Just a great song. And I can't tell you how many times I was on the dance floor when that one came up.
Was that your groove at the bars? Was that your, you know, was that it? Was that the go-to?
In those days, it was a lot of R&B and disco. That's what you danced to.
Right.
And I danced when the young women would say yes.
Oh, of
it
course.
It wasn't.
You didn't go out there and just dance by yourself?
It wasn't a given that they would want to dance with me.
No, well, that's probably true. Probably not going to argue that point at all.
You weren't raised in that era when you danced, when you tapped on a girl's shoulder or got her attention and said, hey, can I want to dance?
What do you mean?
See, that was a stressful time.
What do you mean? So how else did you do it?
So you went out to dance clubs and...
I didn't dance.
You didn't dance.
I got two left feet, man. If I started dancing, I was going home by myself all the time.
So you were that guy.
Learned quickly.
You were that guy that
stay
just sat
the
over there.
Except for
and then the girl that's dancing with me looks over at you and goes, "What's he doing?" And I'll say, "Well, he doesn't really want to dance. I'm kind of the dancer." And she'll say, "Well, I want to talk to him." And you're the most irritating guy at a dance club there ever was.
Is that it?
Yeah.
See,
the guy that won't dance, and that catches the girl's attention more than the guys who will dance.
That's right. You just got to feel sorry for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, you're over there pouring a beer.
I'm just not good. I'm just not good at this, and I wouldn't want to embarrass you.
Yeah.
Can I buy you a drink?
Oh, sickening.
Smooth.
You guys.
Just silky smooth.
I've been around you guys my entire life.
Just
I'm the guy
that easy. You go put the work in and I'll take care of it.
I'm the guy that's taking the chance, rolling the dice.
You were.
Making the move. And you're over there with your pitcher of beer.
And the lady.
Waiting for the girls to come to you. What a sickening.
Yeah, you didn't. You never figured that out.
No.
Maybe that was your problem.
I never did figure it out.
That was it. You had to figure that out early.
What a loser I was. Why didn't I just sit around and do nothing?
I don't know. You're out there sweating. Like, who wants to deal with that? You're leaking, your shirt sticking to yourself. Like, do they want to give you a hug after that? No, I don't want nothing to do with that. They want to sit and have a drink, have a chat.
They don't want to dance?
Oh, they want to dance, but after they see what you look like after you're done dancing for 2 hours, do you think they want to deal with that? Sweating? You probably had the old mohawk or some weird
I don't have any mohawk.
Hair or something going and it was just dripping sweat. Like, they don't want to hang around that at that time.
I had the necklace.
The necklace.
The bracelet.
And you had a necklace and a bracelet.
Yeah.
Now think about that right now. Think about why maybe it wasn't working out for you.
Who said it wasn't working out for me? Did I say that? I'm saying the guy that just sat over there in the corner and never did anything tended to get sympathy from the girls. Like, what's that poor guy?
He shouldn't be sitting by himself.
Exactly.
And little did she know, the guy knew that it only would take 15 minutes before someone would come sit with him.
Well, I got to give it to you.
Thank you, buddy. See, you can learn something new every day.
So you never danced?
Only country. Two-step.
Oh, that, see, that's another thing I hate. That was a cop-out, too.
Why?
Two-step.
You can always get a girl to two-step.
That takes nothing. That you don't. That takes no bravery whatsoever.
Nope.
You just go out into the dance floor and you can two-step. You don't even need to ask anybody to dance. They're already
well,
out there.
You can't two-step by yourself.
Yeah, you can. You know what I'm talking.
I don't know, man. Maybe we. I'm not sure who you were growing up with at the time, but this sounds.
Here
a
it is. Let me go back to the old days. Hey, would you like to dance?
No, thank you.
That's pretty accurate.
I want to go see this guy over sitting in there with a beer.
Wild Cherry taking you to break. We'll be back in a minute.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,